Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
Where are you this morning, Roland?
I'm in Tampa, Tom, Innisbrook Resort. This week is the Valspar Championship of the PGA Tour. Sheila Johnson, of course, owns Innisbrook Resort, the only African American with a PGA Tour stop. And so they play it this week. They got a celebrity pro-am today. And so she asked me to come and play it. I said, you want me to come and play golf? Sure.
Oh, okay.
Look to us. I will be sure to let her know. Y'all said hi. Also, tomorrow I'll be in Austin for South by Southwest talking about education. And big, big news on Sunday, Tom. TV One, CNN will be hosting a presidential town hall debate at Ohio State campus in Columbus. Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and I will be co-hosting that. I don't know who will be on the CNN side, but it will be simulcast on TV One and CNN.
Awesome.
So that takes place on Sunday. Well, last night, Clint, Michigan, held a debate on CNN. Of course, the Flint water crisis played a huge part in that debate.
You're breaking up, Roland.
Okay.
Roland.
Hey, you got me there?
No.
You don't hear me at all?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Don't move.
Sorry, so both. I got you. So both candidates weighed in on the various issues.
If you are talking about the Wall Street bailout, where some of your friends destroyed this economy.
You know,
excuse me, I'm talking.
Let him sprung.
If you're going to talk, tell the whole story, Senator
Let
Sanders.
Me tell my story, you tell yours.
I will.
It is too late for a corrupt campaign finance system and super PACs that raise enormous amounts of money from special interests. We need in this country a political revolution where ordinary people stand up and reclaim the government that men and women fought and died for.
So I'm asking for your support in the primary here in Michigan on Tuesday. I'm asking for it, and I will do whatever I can as the Democratic nominee to run a campaign you'll be proud of. I don't intend to get into the gutter with whoever they nominate, but instead to lift our sights, to set big goals, to make it clear that America's best days can be and are ahead of us.
Rochelle Rowley, columnist for Detroit Free Press, joins us right now. Hey, Rochelle.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Good morning.
So, Rochelle, here's what's stunning. The Republicans debated on Thursday in Detroit. One question about Flint went to Senator Marco Rubio. That was it. Huge contrast between Democrats and Republicans.
Well, first of all, That was not a debate. That was a Saturday Night Live sketch, sort of disguised as a debate. So what we had last night was an actual discussion of issues. You know, you've got one so-called debate that was mine is bigger than yours, stubby hands, little man. And then you've got last night at least a dozen topics, including education, crime, and one thing you'll always find with Democrats and never with the GOP. And here's Don Lemon with the black question. So, you know, you got to have a discussion about race and poverty in America if you're ever going to talk about changing things.
Now, what jumped out at me that I found to be interesting as well is you did see lots of agreement between Sanders and Clinton, but there was some sharp contrast.
The two biggest things are Bernie Sanders is still going to push the case that he is the outsider. He's somebody who's going to bring government back to the people. And that Hillary Clinton is an insider who's cozy with Wall Street. I still don't know how she thinks she's going to get away with not releasing this speech. I can't wait to see what might have been in this speech, that she doesn't just tell people what she said. But I think that if he continues to paint her as someone who will do more of the same, and he's going to do something that's very different in many ways, and particularly from Michigan, where, you know, we struggle. You know, we had the largest municipal bankruptcy. We have people who are still struggling to make ends meet. And Flint is not about water. The water problem came to Flint because people are without jobs and without hope, and nobody paid attention, which is why it's easy to push people over. So that's the starkest difference.
Did you believe that you heard enough on policy? I heard the race questions in terms of blind spots and things along those lines. And that also seemed like we were having a debate about the 1990s versus 2016.
I think that's a part of his insider-outsider thing. She represents the past. He represents the future. He wants people to think that she's going to continue to do things, even if she tries to do good things, the same old way where he wants to do new things. I tell you, there were a couple of moments where he talked about things that, quite frankly, we all know are impossible, like testing all the water lines in America, you know, millions and millions of them. And also the idea of making wholesale changes. You know, President Obama made amazing changes, and this was with an entire GOP wall ahead of him. And I don't know how much that will change. And there wasn't a sense of reality about some of what was said. But the biggest difference is she going to be the past and is he going to be the future? And she mentioned her husband and used the words my husband more than I've heard her say in 10 years.
So one of the things that you did ask, or one of the comments that you made on Twitter, because I do follow you, Rochelle, is that is that what was very clear to you last night is that independents do not have a candidate. They don't have a horse in this race.
And that's why Michigan will always be purple. Here in the state of Michigan, you don't get to choose between the two sides. You can't vote for some Republicans and some Democrats. You get handed a Democratic ballot or a Republican ballot, and that's it. So in this instance, particularly for the primary, what has happened here in 2012 and in 2008 is that a lot of Democrats voted in the Republican primary. And if there's since the GOP has no way to stop Donald Trump, that may be the way that people here try to help John Kasich, and that's going and voting in the Democratic primary and then letting the Democrats sort it out in the general.
Rochelle, real quick, what didn't get asked you wanted to hear?
You know, they're still not talking in a real way about education and about how we change that prison, fourth grade to prison pipeline way before it gets started. They brought up education, but it was never enough. It's never enough on either side. And until they start dealing with that and dealing with real poverty issues, it's going to be more of the same.
So after tomorrow's election, do you go binge watch House of Cards, or is there something else that's waiting for you?
I have already started. I want you to know, I would rather have an Underwood that you at least know he's crazy than a Trump that you wonder.
Dale Riley, the Detroit Free Press. We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, everybody.
That's good, Rochelle. We love you.
Love you, too.
Go get him, Roland.